Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nobody listens. Nobody listens. I am pro-masks, but I'm pro-masks done right. And I don't like these masks that are sitting in our purses or bras or underneath our car. I don't like them. I don't think they work. And we keep getting asked and we keep getting punished for COVID cases rising. All the time I'm being told, Dr. Dahlia, we're wearing our masks. Why are COVID cases rising if we're wearing our masks? If masks work, why are COVID cases rising? Well, because you might not be wearing the mask right and you might not be wearing proper masks. So now we have a study saying just that. And I know this is not going to be a very popular segment with medical experts, but it's one study that is kind of echoing what a lot of us have been saying. If you're going to wear a mask, it's got to be a new, fresh mask. You cannot keep re-wearing old, previously dried, previously spit on masks. They will not have the filtration capacity. So this study comes out of, I believe, University of Massachusetts Lowell, and I think it was published in the Physics of Fluids journal. Yes, there's a journal called the Physics of Fluids. I recommend that one behind the toilet seats for some really good read. And it discussed what the researchers did is they looked at the typical mask, the three-layer mask, all right, and a nice new crisp mask with an ear loop that works. Obviously, it has to, like, stay on the ear, so this isn't, that's why I'm using it, because it has like a ear loop thing broke. And I'm frugal. I'm going to glue the ear loop on because this is still a good mask. I'm going to glue this sucker or staple it. I don't care. I used to have glasses where I had to stick a staple. I would remove a staple and I would do that so my glasses would still work. Anyway, what they did is they looked at the regular three-layer mask and they said it was good for respiratory droplets. Like we know, a nice, new, crisp, clean mask. I believe the percentage of its efficacy they found, hold on a second, because they found an interesting number, hold on a second, was 65%. So that mask could filter 65%. Not as good as an N95 respirator without the valve, but still pretty damn good, okay? Three layers to this. Now, when they found somebody using a used mask, it was down to 25%. And they even suggest in this study, and I'll try to post it for everybody, that it might do more harm than good, because here you are thinking you're wearing a nice, good, crisp mask, and that mask is doing exactly what it's doing, and it's not. It's only at 25%, so you might actually be taking extra, you might be letting your guard down because you think you're covered. Well, I could go out because I got a mask. Well, if you didn't have a mask, you'd be like, I need to be careful. Maybe I'll hold my breath a little bit more. So, or I won't go out. So, we have some issues here. I mean, I'm a fan of there being some sort of a barrier. But what ends up happening is nature wins. When you wear a mask, that air is going to want to still get in and out. Okay? If you have bugs, you're trying to get out of your nose, it's also going to want to escape. All right? You're not, when you're wearing one of these things, just breathing through this. It's kind of hard to. Your air is getting around it. So what they find is the mask starts to misshapen. And it also shows that some of the little nanoparticles that we thought could be filtered, find ways to get in. So I don't know if you've ever sneezed in your mask, right? Because you were out in public and you couldn't remove your mask, so you sneezed in it, and then you're like, oh, that tastes salty. If you've ever sneezed in your mask, what happens when you finally get home, because you only had one mask and it dried? It's crispy. It's dry. It's not compliant. It's not, I mean, that is not what our masks are supposed to do. Now, I know our N95 respirators sometimes feel like a nice cup, right? So you're like, okay, there's a little, so, you know, and maybe they dry a little easier. But when you guys are using cloth masks, you guys are using gaiters and all that, I really don't think they're going to be that effective. And that's why I keep saying you need fresh, you need clean. So this study, I don't want to agree with you wearing the mask that's dirty is worse, but they have a point. You know, this is supposed to be nice and fresh and clean, and I'm sorry about the loop thing. You know, what you get germs on it. You're not sterile. When you breathe out air, you're breathing out germs. So what are you doing? You're putting on a used mask that's dirty. And the average person doesn't care. The average person is wearing a mask isn't wearing a mask because they really think it protects them. They're wearing a mask because they're afraid of the governor. Or they're afraid of getting in trouble. Or they're afraid of public opinion. And we know those people because those are the ones where they're wearing the same used mask. And I can tell when a mask is used. I can tell. It's a little yellow. You can tell when mine are used because they'll be like makeup on here. So, you know, my kids already know if they see makeup on the mask, don't grab that one. That's mommy's. And I still have masks so I can grab new ones. So, you know, this does not mean we stop the masks. But what it does mean is, guys, you need new crisp ones. Now, that starts to alter it. Remember, people were saying, when is the government going to buy us our masks? People don't want to spend money on masks. They're already out of jobs. They don't have money. They don't want to spend part of their unemployment that they're getting on masks. But, like, if the government wants us to wear masks, they have to pay for it. Well, many people are being given, like, one mask. You know, and like at work, okay, you get one mask a day and that's it. And they have to wear it for 8 hours. That's not what we're supposed to do. I told you guys, when I wore my mask, I would have to take it off, throw it out, and get a new one before the next patient. That's how these masks have to be done. So it's not practical. You know, we cannot expect everybody to walk around like they're medical professionals. It just doesn't work. So clean your mask or get fresh ones, guys. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys have calls and questions, and when I'm not live, you call the answer line. So let's go to some of those now. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc Dolly. I'm calling about the vaccines. I'm not impressed with the fact that three ex-presidents are taking the vaccine on camera. None of them can be trusted. Probably the syringes will be filled with normal saline, at least. With the doctor on the radio I heard the other day, he said that the vaccine has aluminum in it. And I wondered what you thought about that. I know aluminum, because you don't use antiperspirant, you don't cook in aluminum because of the Alzheimer's threat. So I will not be taking the vaccine. I'm 86 and I have no intentions of taking the vaccine. I'll just keep on taking my vitamins. Thank you very much. Love your show.
You are so sweet to call in. I wish I could talk to you more in person. Wow. Yeah, I don't know how much aluminum salts like aluminum hydroxide or aluminum phosphate or aluminum potassium sulfate are going to be in the COVID vaccines being used. I need to look that up. But, yes, aluminum salts have been used in vaccines for a while, I think since the earliest vaccines. And overall, they've been safe. But there has been a study. I think there was one in 2011 under, I'm not sure where it was published. Current Medical Chemistry, I have to double check. And they did suggest that aluminum adjuvants, they said, had a potential to induce immunological disorders in humans. And they said the aluminum in adjuvants might carry a risk for autoimmunity, brain inflammation, neurological complications. And so in their opinion, this was Tom Lejenovic and Shaw, they had suggested that, and I think they published this, they had published more studies on this. They had suggested that there be more studies. Now, this was back in, I believe, 2011. And the CDC has conducted more, from what I understand, there has been more studies. And Tom Lejenovic is kind of one of the researchers on the forefront of the negative aspects of aluminum adjuvants. However, there's been multiple studies saying overall, the amount of aluminum being used is so minuscule that they aren't seen long-term effects. And the reason why I don't fear aluminum being used in the vaccines, even though I know people keep asking, is that why we have Alzheimer's, is because, you know, we have had vaccines for years. We've had the tetanus, we've had the hepatitis vaccines, pneumococcal vaccines, Gardasil. You know, we've been using these vaccines, and people who have been vaccinated don't, you know, always seem to, I don't see them have those types of sequelae. Now, does that mean that you could be the wrong person at the wrong time and you'd be the one that have an issue to it? As with any medication, yes. Personally, me, I'm not fearing the aluminum. And the reason why is I had a family member die of tetanus. So I would rather have a little bit of aluminum in my system than die of tetanus, because that happened in our family. I've seen what hepatitis does to people. I've seen what coronavirus can do to people. So I respect, and, you know, wow, you being 86 years old, I mean, obviously you've been doing something right, you know, all this time. But, you know, I do get nervous. I think 86-year-olds are, you know, in that high-risk group. And if aluminum, you know, causes long-term, if long-term exposure to aluminum could be an issue, because many of our high-risk people are need something acutely done, the average medical professional is looking at the benefit is outweighing the risk. And I know people are very distrustful and skeptical of what's in these vaccines. And, you know, that's why, like I've said, when doctor's offices would turn away parents when their child wasn't vaccinated, I would take care of those children, because it's not the child's fault that the parents didn't want to vaccinate. And, you know, a lot of parents are fearful of vaccinations because they want to protect their child. A study from Mitka's King Hess done in 2016, I believe, and that was a study that was published in Vaccine. Actually, I think it was published in 2011. They conclude that the episodic exposures to vaccines that contain aluminum adjuvant are still extremely low, even to infants, and that the benefits of using the vaccines outweigh any quote-unquote theoretical concerns. So, you know, you have some professionals going, I don't like the aluminum being in there. Again, the issue I have is, unfortunately, to stimulate immune systems, any of these medications have other things in them, just like your high blood pressure medication. Just, you know, remember the high blood pressure medicine recall with NDMA and NDEA and NMDA. And, you know, people were like, what the hell is that doing to my blood pressure medicine? Just let me take the blood pressure medicine. Because any chemical needs substrates, or they need other things to allow them to be in solid form or in capsule form or in order to be absorbed. Like these vaccines might be lined with like a fat coating because otherwise it gets broken down. We've talked about insulin. The reason why we can't do oral insulin and insulin needs to be injected is because insulin will be eaten up alive in the stomach lining and never get to where it needs to. They've been trying to figure out how to do insulin orally by having it in a protective coat, and but now you're talking about a bunch of other chemicals having to be around the insulin. And they have to be obviously pretty strong chemicals to be able to withstand the stomach acid right at the perfect timing where then that capsule goes into then the, you know, gets broken down into the small intestine and the insulin gets absorbed. That's why we're so long way off with oral insulin. So unfortunately, these medications need to have other things. Now, the question about the presidents, I think it's President Bush, Obama, Clinton, and I believe also Jimmy Carter, have said they're going to take the vaccine on air. I understand that a lot of times there's, you know, dog and pony shows and, you know, people will be, you know, building a set and, you know, trying to do something for show. I really believe they're going to get the real vaccine. In fact, we heard that the White House is getting ready to get their vaccine. People are upset that the White House is going to get their vaccine before others. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, I believe there's been enough evidence that some people could die from this. This is a deadly virus. And I really believe that people don't want it and they trust this type of vaccine. I'm very open to there being theories. You know, like I'm still not sold on what happened with this election. There's just too much that doesn't sit right. But do I really think Jimmy Carter is going to get the vaccine? Do I think Clinton will? Obama will? Absolutely. And I think not only are I think they're doing it on television, so they get it. They ensure that they get it. I think there's people out there that really, really want the vaccine, and for them to be able to get in line and get the shot, and then, you know, feel like people want to be done with this, you know, and getting the shot now and then 21 days later, you know, it seems like a pain in the butt, but I think a lot of people are like, look, I just want to be done with it. A lot of the country is like, I think I'm going to wait. Let me see what happens. I want to hear if there's any side effects, which is why we started the Facebook page to allow people to post if they feel like it was a piece of cake or if they had any side effects. We want to hear their experiences because you will get testimonials through media, but a lot of people don't trust the media. So I'm hoping that this Facebook page allows people, and I know people are going to, you know, lie and BS, but hopefully we'll get enough of trends to be able to see, okay, you know, people are saying expect this, so we know what to expect. But, you know, when you have somebody who's 86 years old and, you know, they say they don't want to get the vaccine, they don't trust it, you know, they've been on this earth a while, they've seen a lot more than I've seen, and, you know, the medical professionals have not gained their trust. Medical experts, the government has not gained their trust. You know, we're asking people to vaccinate on the back end of one of the biggest clusters of an election ever done. And we're wondering why there's no trust in the vaccine. Now, I'm telling people you could trust the vaccine because it's different people, but the average person is looking at it going, it's all the same people. So it's hard to convince people to trust it. But answering the question about the aluminum, these adjuvants are pretty ubiquitous in vaccines, and I still feel comfortable with their use, you know? But trust me, I'm open for data telling me opposite. The 1-877-DOC-LE.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hey, I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Tuesday. The Kentucky Republican also congratulating Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Dr. Anthony Fauci says America's next leaders should be vaccinated against COVID-19 very quickly. The Coronavirus Task Force member saying both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris should get vaccinated ASAP.
For security reasons, I really feel strongly that we should get them vaccinated as soon as we possibly can. You want him fully protected as he enters into the presidency in January. So that would be my strong recommendation.
Fauci also says President Trump and Vice President Pence should get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders says lawmakers should stay in Washington, D.C. until new stimulus checks are approved. Sanders telling the political website Politico the bipartisan relief bill doesn't include payments to working families and should be rejected. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik on what she wants to see in a stimulus bill.
It is important that we provide additional support for small businesses through the Paycheck Protection Program, as well as support for hospitals. The vaccination distribution effort for Operation Warp Speed needs additional funds.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. With more people shopping online and sending holiday gifts through the mail this year due to the pandemic, it's important to be aware of important shipping deadlines. And one of those deadlines is here. Ground shipments sent through the United States Postal Service, FedEx, or UPS need to be in the mail today so that they will arrive at their destination by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Sorry, I could sing Elvis all day long off key. I love you, Elvis. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so you'll hear headlines that we're going to be looking like the Roaring Twenties as of this spring. And another headline says with the Pfizer vaccine rollout and Moderna's vaccine hopefully being accepted this week, COVID will be under control by the summer. I am very optimistic that COVID is going to be, we are going to be in a much better state with COVID by the summer. I am optimistic with that, right? Trust me, I'm not going to blow smoke. Do I think the economy is going to follow? Do I think we're going to be able to have, you know, businesses reopen? That's going to be a whole other question. The Cliff House restaurant in San Francisco, I don't know if I've ever been to the Cliff House. I've been to San Francisco a couple times. I don't know if I've been. That restaurant's been around for like 157 years. It's done. December 31st, it's closing. It's done. We are hearing of a lot of iconic restaurants. I've been trying to now bucket list any place I've ever wanted to be to go to kind of help, you know, give them income and you know keep them afloat, because I've this whole time with kids done, you know, the, all right, I'll make you guys some chicken and vegetables, or we did the chicken finger thing, or I don't know, you know, and you know, there's a lot of places out there that I'm like, okay, well, the kids are grown up and daddy and mommy can go out and have a nice dinner, we'll go. And all of a sudden we are just hearing time and time again, places are closing. And so this idea that we're going to have a roaring 20s is kind of salt in the wound, because what ends up happening with business or playing poker or with the stock market, all right, is if you have money and you can withstand the storm, you're in a better position than those who don't have money. So I notice whenever you play poker, okay, the ones that already start having an extra pile of money, they have more room to play. They have more latitude. And the ones who are already stark low, I already know they're going to be out. I've played some poker because I've done some charity tournaments. And when you can already tell when you're going to be out, because, you know, unless you throw your cards in, you have to do the buy-in, and, you know, you have to do the blind, and, you know, it just things keep forcing to chintz away at the money you have. If you have enough chips and you can ride out some bad hands, ride out some storms, you could be last man standing. So there are going to be some businesses that are going to just boom because all these other ones are getting picked off. You know, we're seeing that. We saw some of that with some of the restrictions. Some of the companies that couldn't handle the restrictions, the other ones that were kind of more, you know, more positioned to be able to handle more of a steady stream, not the ones that kind of needed crowds. There's some businesses, it's like tortoise and the hare, where these businesses thrive on big gains, big crowds. They make a crap load of money. But the ones where it's steady, they're seeming to do a little better. So if you can be that tortoise and slow and steady wins the race, you're going to be fine. You're going to make it through the summer. But any of these companies or, you know, that needed the tourism, that needed those big crowds, that needed, you know, an acute sort of, you know, money coming in chunks, those are the ones that might not last. So many of you guys have a lease to sign January 1st, and you're asking, what do I think the economy is going to be like? Should I sign the lease? What I would recommend anybody to do, okay, because we don't know what the hell is going to happen. I would say ask if you could do a month to month, okay? All right? Because one is landlords are in trouble. Landlords are in a crap load of trouble. Residential landlords aren't getting their money because of eviction moratoriums, and understandably so why they're out there, but landlords aren't making money in residential, and unless they have a tenant who's paying. And when the moratorium is done, depending on where you live, and people don't have a year's worth of rent to pay and back pay, they're gone. So residential landlords aren't making money. So if they have a tenant who's paying, they're going to be probably willing to work with you. Because otherwise, if you leave, their pool of new tenants could have really bad credit. Because if you are delaying your payment, it's going on your credit. So I think they'll be willing to talk. If you have commercial real estate is going to tank. All these retail, unless, of course, the commercial real estate is more for industry and warehouses and things like that, but small retail, strip malls, they're in trouble. So if you have a, you know, if you are renting in a commercial property and you see your tenants are being picked off, you are in a great position to negotiate if you think you're going to be able to withstand the storm. So I would, if you guys do have a lease coming up, that might be good because you could probably really negotiate down and get a good rate at this time. Now, what do I think is going to happen? You know, are restaurants just going to start booming again? We've lost probably 11 months, to maybe 10 months of habits. And long habits are hard to break. But once people get the heebie-jeebies about being around other people, COVID is going to still be around by the summer. The media might not talk about it. They might be, you know, shifting a lot of their headlines towards what Biden and Kamala Harris are doing. So the headlines are going to go down by the summer. And I think COVID cases are going to go down with the vaccine rollout. But we just heard that Louis Farrakhan, 87 years old, Nation of Islam leader, has been kind of talking about the vaccine being toxic waste. Another poll is now saying Black Americans, less than 25%, are going to get the shot. Well, if Black Americans are a high-risk group, and we're seeing a lot of the COVID illness from that group, then COVID illness can still obviously continue. If we're not, you know, gaining the trust of everybody with the vaccine, and understandably so, we're closing restaurants down, saying restaurants are too scary to go to, and then we want high-risk groups to go out and venture out and get a shot and wait in a waiting room. You know, it's kind of hard to convince somebody to leave their house to get a vaccine when you're not allowing them to leave their house to go to a restaurant and pick up food. So, you see, it's we have some trust issues, obviously. But if we aren't going to have still the majority of the population jump on board for vaccines by the spring, then we won't see COVID go down. If we do, and if we see by February and March more rollouts and more people getting the vaccine, and then the summer months coming and flu season going down and pneumonia season going down, I think COVID is going to go down significantly. I just don't see a lot of people running to the movie theater. I think people are going to be so used to watching movies at home, being able to cook themselves some arroz con pollo and, you know, eat from their bowl or make their own guacamole, be able to pause the movie to go and pee, that even though I think the young people are going to steer, we're going to the movies, we're going to restaurants, we're doing that, there's not also a lot of money that people have. There's not going to be a lot of extra income. Now, if the government passes stimulus packages and gives them extra money with unemployment, they might use that money to spend. But if the average person is like, we need to save, no, we're not going to go to a restaurant and spend $20 on a sandwich because prices are going up, then restaurants are still going to have a tough time. So I think restaurants, I think retail, I think people are going to get so used to buying clothes online. I don't really see a lot of consumer habit changes by the summer. I do see travel going up, though. So if you're in the travel industry, I think people are going to want to get the hell out of Dodge. So I do see travel. And if you do live in an area where there's travel, those restaurants and those retail stores might improve. So I think we're going to get back somewhere. I just don't see it roaring 20s by this season. Summer. So we'll see. You know, hopefully again we could regain trust with the vaccine. Hopefully we don't see a lot of side effects. Again, if any of you did get the shot, I really would like to know how it went. Others would too. Go to my Facebook page at COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral, so we could, you know, hear about what happened. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
To wish me greeting. Once again, what we'll be singing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are being told that travel is not recommended as a big East Coast winter storm can drop up to 2 feet of snow. They say it's going to hit the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Wednesday and Thursday with up to 2 feet of snow possibly in some areas. Forecasters are warning that the storm is going to hit hard and fast with major disruptions to travel, even travel shutdowns as well as shipping delays. School closures. closing and power outages. The National Weather Service said that a widespread swath of heavy, wet snow is likely from the central Appalachians and interior mid-Atlantic into portions of the northeast and southern New England. Freezing rain and ice are also likely in western North Carolina and southern Virginia. Some areas may not only pick up their heaviest snowfall in several years, but it could also rival December snowfall records, according to AccuWeather. For the big cities, the snowfall forecast for Washington, D.C. is 3 to 4 inches, Philadelphia 8 to 12 inches, New York City 14 inches, and 8 to 12 inches in Boston. As of Tuesday morning, the heaviest snowfall amounts are forecast across western Maryland and south central Pennsylvania, where as much as 2 feet of snow could fall. The combination of heavy snow and gusty winds can create near blizzard conditions. So the Weather Service has posted winter storm warnings, watches, and winter weather advisories all the way from northeastern Georgia to Cape Cod. And New York City restaurants will have to shutter their outdoor dining in the city streets because of a snow alert. Restaurants are barred from serving diners in their roadway setups, have to remove all tables, chairs, electrical heaters. Many restaurants in the cities built wooden structures so they could do these new dining options. Now, those built structures, the city said, will not have to be removed at this time, but they are going to have to remove coverings or clear snow from them, because obviously if somebody walks under them, the snow will fall. So, wow. So, for air travel, airlines have already started issuing broad travel waivers for passengers who want to dodge the storm by leaving early or later or canceling their trip. Airlines issue waivers and proactively cancel flights so they don't strand passengers on planes. The storm is going to continue Thursday in the Northeast and much across southern New England. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Low temperatures are also forecast, and the Weather Channel has dubbed the storm Winter Storm Gale. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Remember Jeffrey Toobin? He's the one that was on a Zoom call for work and then apparently started another online session, not sure with who or what site, and did his own self-sex session, masturbated, while his coworkers saw the whole thing. Well, supposedly he was fired. Now, CNN says he is still employed, and he might get a second chance. So we're being told from Fox News that CNN has yet to terminate Jeffrey Toobin amid an ongoing masturbation scandal. New York Times revealed the spotlight on the network star's legal analyst fall from grace, hinting that CNN could keep him around, despite a history of quote-unquote pervy actions. So he was fired as a staff writer at New Yorker magazine because of an incident where it caught him while he was on a Zoom call with colleagues. So the Times published a feature on the situation, The Undoing of Jeffrey Toobin. And in addition to losing his gig at the New Yorker, New York Public Radio banned him from airway and podcasts. HBO edited him and him out of a hit TV series, and other projects are in limbo. Now, some people have kind of debated on whether some person's life has to be completely ruined for doing something, you know, on air that people do in private. And you can debate that all day long. But there's a consistency message that companies are now committed to. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens with CNN. So, example, if I, let's say, am having a wardrobe malfunction with my dress, and I come out of the bathroom, and let's say, and this always seems to happen whenever I wear nylons or whatever, right? Sometimes I pull up the nylons and I don't realize that I might have a little bit of my skirt caught in them. So I walk out and people could then see tushy. Right? Until somebody goes, your skirt, and then they fix my skirt. I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you. Gosh, that would have been embarrassing. If I did that, I could be at risk for getting fired. Same thing with the gentleman who leaves his, you know, barn door open. If somebody leaves their barn door open and the cow's poking his head out, you could be fired. And you could say it was an accident. I didn't zip up. It was an accident. Well, accidents happen. But with all the, you know, now sexual harassment laws, if somebody finds that offensive, you're out. So anybody who was fired, by the way, you could be fired for making a joke. So there's a joke circulating online. I heard, this is not a funny joke, okay? It is not funny, but it's, you know, I reposted because, you know, I get it. I guess the joke is, why are women put on lifeboats first? So then men have a chance to think in peace and quiet on what to do, right? Okay, not funny, but it's, you know, women leave so we can think. All right, obviously a sexist joke. If you say a joke like that at work, you could get fired. Retelling a joke to somebody that somebody finds offensive could get you fired. So if CNN allows one of their employees to have in a video forced their captive audience to watch him perform a sex act, even though nobody's forced, they could have just logged off, but still, that's way more egregious than somebody telling a joke at work or accidentally coming out of the bathroom unzipped. So if those people are getting fired or getting written up or whatever, then something like what Jeff Toobin did would, you know, how does he, quote unquote, get away with it? Now, you know, listen, I think mistakes happen. I don't think anybody should be fired for coming out of the bathroom, you know, if they didn't zip up. I think somebody should be fired for, you know, saying, look, you're going to get fired if you don't sleep with me. I think there's a lot of sexual harassment, sexual assault that happens in the workplace, and true assault, you know, hands down, that whole company needs to, you know, cough up some answers as to why they allow people, you know, within their institution to still make people feel like they can't advance or whatever with that. You know, that's a whole other issue. But we're hearing that people are getting fired or getting in trouble for things that were so much less. So, you know, if CNN keeps Jeffrey Toobin on, we then have to decide as a whole, are accidents okay? If somebody has a wardrobe malfunction, if somebody accidentally hits somebody in the butt, I can't tell you how many times the coworkers accidentally hit me in the boob or hit me in the butt. I could tell it was an accident, no big deal, didn't say anything, move on. Now, the problem is a lot of us that have been grabbed at work, me too, it wasn't an accident, really. And nobody has a right to touch you. So if we can't figure that out and go, look, you know, accidents happen, we're going to let things slide, then there has to be consistency. And if we're going to fire everybody for any little thing, somebody even saying a bad word, in fact, one company said if you stare at somebody longer than 20 seconds... Now, by the way, if somebody is staring at you for 20 seconds, one, Mississippi, two, Mississippi. I know that kind of sounded like really, I mean, because I will listen to somebody, and when I listen to somebody, I'll keep my eyes on them. But if that person isn't engaging with you and you're staring somebody down at another cubicle, that is a little predatory. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But apparently people are big fans of Toobin, and they want to give a second chance. I'm okay with people getting second chances, but then everybody should be getting second chances. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.